Hello, this is Steve. I'm the host of Made Up Stories, and I wanted to let you know that I started a website called Storybird.ai. And Storybird.ai lets kids get stories and podcast episodes made just for them. The first story is totally free, there's no credit card required, and kids with the best story each month win $50. So if you want a story, go to www.storybird.ai. Again, if you want a story, then ask your parents to please go to www.storybird.ai. It's really easy to use.
Welcome to Made Up Stories. My name is Nolan. Go to makedupstories.com to join the Made Up Club.
Okay, Jesse, what do you want tonight's Made Up Story to be about?
A bike that can go up to the clouds, and the clouds are made of cotton candy. You can take some of the clouds and eat it, and it stays there what, forever. Only if you eat that cotton candy.
Okay, so Jesse wants tonight's made-up story to be about a bicycle that could go all the way up to the clouds, and the clouds are made of cotton candy, and the bicycle could stay up in the sky if you eat the cotton candy clouds. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were two kids named Jonah and Jesse.
Because if you eat the cotton candy clouds, it just makes you small, and you're not so heavy. So, guess what happened? It just goes higher and higher and higher
Okay.
until it reaches outer space.
Okay. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were two kids named Jonah and Jesse. And Jonah and Jesse lived on the edge of town in a hut that was made of sticks and dirt. They were in a very poor family, and Jonah and Jesse's parents did not have a lot of money. Jonah and Jesse had only one pair of pants and one shirt for each of them, and they
Because
had
they
so many
didn't have
holes.
enough money to buy them that.
Because their parents didn't have enough money to buy them more pants and more shirts. And Jesse and Jonah had zero toys. And at the edge of town where Jesse and Jonah lived, it was a long way to go to a playground. And Jesse and Jonah, they had to walk to school every day because they had no car. And no scooter, and no bicycle, and no skateboard.
And half of a house.
And their house didn't even have one of its walls, because that wall was missing. It blew away in a storm when Jesse and Jonah were just toddlers. And Jesse and Jonah, one day, they were walking next to the town. And as they were walking next to the town, they noticed there was a little lantern on the side of the road. And Jesse saw the lantern, and he thought that maybe somebody dropped it, so he should bring it to town and give it to somebody. And when Jesse picked up the lantern, a genie came out, and the genie popped out in front of them. It was a big green genie. And the genie said, "I've been stuck in that lantern for 10,000 years. Thank you so much for picking up that lantern. Because I was stuck in that lantern for so long, and because you set me free, I am going to give each of you one toy." And Jonah and Jesse, they whispered in each other's ears, and they said that the best toy they should choose was a bicycle, because then they wouldn't have to walk to school every day. And so they both held hands, and at the same time, they told the genie, "We want a bicycle." And the genie said, "Poof, avracadavra." And suddenly, a bicycle popped out in front of Jonah and Jesse. And just as quickly as he arrived, the genie disappeared. There were actually two bicycles. They were both blue. And the bicycles didn't look like regular bicycles, because they were kind of like long butterfly wings attached to the bicycle. And when you pedaled the bicycle and the chain went around, it made the butterfly wings flap on the bicycle. Jesse and Jonah both went on their blue bicycles, and they decided to start pedaling home so that they could tell their parents about this genie and how they got the bicycles. And as Jonah and Jesse started to pedal, they noticed that the wings on the bicycles started to flap. And Jesse and Jonah started to fly through the air as the bicycles got higher and higher.
If you pedal backward, they just turn into regular bicycles. If you want to go up to the sky, all you have to do is when you're in the garage, you just have to push with your hand the pedal a little bit, and then you will suddenly float onto the bicycle, and then it will go right through your roof into the garage.
Yeah, but Jesse and Jonah didn't even have a garage in their house, and their bicycle had those butterfly wings which flapped when you pedaled the bicycle because it was attached to their chain. And Jesse and Jonah started to float through the air. As they left the edge of town, they went above the forest that was next to their house, and they started biking faster and faster through the air until they got to a part of the clouds where giants usually live, and where the clouds are kind of pinkish and are full of sugar and are made of cotton candy. Jesse and Jonah parked their bikes atop of one of the cotton candy clouds, and they started to eat the cotton candy. And Jesse even put some extra cotton candy in his pocket. And Jesse and Jonah noticed that as they ate the cotton candy, it kind of gave them extra power to bike even faster and higher. So Jesse and Jonah got back on their bikes, and they noticed that there was a mouth growing. Yes, Jonah?
And when they ate the candy, cotton candy, two bites came back.
Yeah, and every time they bit into the cotton candy, the cloud that had the cotton candy got even bigger. And so they weren't worried about eating at all. And they started, and they saw a mouth growing from their bicycles, and they started, like, having the bicycle eat the cotton candy. And it was kind of like gas for the bicycle. It was fuel. And it made the bicycles go faster and flap their wings even more. And so Jesse and Jonah were flapping their flying bicycles with their butterfly wings high in the air, higher even than the pink cotton candy clouds. And they got so high, they got really close to outer space. But Jonah and Jesse remembered about their parents and how they were waiting for them.
So they go backwards pedal, and that's how you get down slow. You just go like, ooh.
Yep.
And suddenly, the bicycles ran out of the cotton candy power and started falling. But luckily, they fell onto a cotton candy cloud.
Yep. As Jonah and Jesse were going down, The bicycles ran out of the cotton candy fuel, and they started falling through the air. But luckily, they fell on a soft cotton candy cloud, and it felt like as soft as landing in a bunch of nice, fuzzy cotton. But then they just fed their bike more cotton candy, and they started pedaling backwards, like Jesse said, and their bikes got lower and lower until they finally got to their house. When they got to their little house, they looked at their hut, which was missing a wall, and they showed their parents the new bicycles that they got. And their parents told them that they could use the bicycles to give rides and make some money, and that they could also make enough money to put another wall on the wall that was missing in their house. And just as their parents were saying that, the genie appeared again. And the genie said, "Jonah and Jesse, I give 3 wishes, and you only asked for 1, the bicycles. What is your 2nd wish?" And Jonah and Jesse wished for the wall that was missing in their house to come back. And poof, it came back. And the genie said, "Okay, Jonah and Jesse, I gave you 2 wishes. Your 1st wish was for the bicycle, and your 2nd wish was for the wall on your house to come back. What is your 3rd wish?"
"The 3rd wish for them to like not be so rich, because that's actually not a nice word to say. And then, guess what they did?"
"What?"
"Their wish was getting some money."
"Okay, so their third wish that they asked the genie for was just to have like a little bit of things, not so much because that's not good also, but just a little bit of toys. And then the genie said that he would hide a toy somewhere near their house every month, once a month, until they turned 10 years old. And Jonah and Jesse were so happy. And Jonah and Jesse and Steve and Amanda lived happily ever after. The end.
Thanks for listening to Makeup Stories. My name is Francis. Go to makeupstories.com to join the club. Tell your friends.